Talks will get underway later today between the hospitality industry and government representatives as efforts begin to find a way of allowing indoor hospitality to resume. Meanwhile, today marks an acceleration of the vaccination programme, with 18 to 34-year-olds to start receiving vaccines in pharmacies, subject to supply. Mary Regan of our political staff.
Services inside pubs and restaurants had been due to resume today as part of the next phase of easing restrictions. But the government decided last week to delay this on foot of advice from NPHET over concerns about the spread of the Delta variant. Talks get underway this afternoon aimed at finding a way around this, potentially with the use of a vaccination passport, an idea that has proved controversial. Last night, the government confirmed to RT News that members of NPHET will not attend today's meeting, but that they may be part of the process at a later date. This has angered representatives of the hospitality sector, who say there is no point in any plan being agreed if it's then rejected by public health advisers. The Vintners Federation of Ireland described it as a hugely disappointing development, while Adrian Cummins of the Restaurants Association of Ireland said the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, should instruct NPHET to attend. He said there's an urgency to making swift decisions in the interest of developing a plan. The government says its aim is to have a plan in place by July 19th, but the hospitality sector is seeking assurances that they will open on this date. The discussions will also focus on whether antigen testing can be used to allow unvaccinated people to attend bars and restaurants. NPHET is opposed to this, but the signs from government are that it will be on the table.
In the United States, the remaining part of the tower block in the city of Miami, which collapsed last week, has been demolished. Detonations were used to bring down the rest of the building in a controlled way before a tropical storm arrives. Part of the 12-storey block collapsed on the 24th of June. 24 people are known to have died. 121 others remain unaccounted for. The representative body for firms involved in the importation, distribution and marketing of oil products here has lodged a complaint with the EU, alleging illegal state aid by the Irish state. Fuels for Ireland claims oil-based energy consumers have had responsibility for the funding of the government's Climate Action Fund placed solely upon them, and its members have been put at a competitive disadvantage as a result, in a move that's unlawful. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Until recently, 2 cents from every litre of fuel sold here went to fund the National Oil Reserves Agency, which ensures Ireland has a 90-day stock of oil ready at all times in the event of a global shortage. A recent legislative change means in future all income from the levy will be redirected to the government's €500 million Climate Action Fund. Fuels for Ireland, which represents oil companies like Applegreen, Circle K, Maxol, Top and Emo, claims this has placed the burden of responsibility for funding the fund solely on its members, and by extension their consumers. This has put the companies, it alleges, at a competitive disadvantage compared to providers and consumers of other fossil fuels such as coal and peat, who have not been held to account in a similar way, it says. Fuels for Ireland claims it is supportive of the government's plan to reduce carbon emissions, but it has now alleged to the European Commission that the change to the levy constitutes illegal state aid. The European Commission will now have to assess the case to see if it justifies further scrutiny.
A new North-South research programme is to receive €40 million in funding. Individual researchers, research teams and higher education institutions, North and South, will benefit from the investment, which is being provided by the Shared Island Fund. Laura Hogan reports.
The €500 million Shared Island Fund has already provided significant investment in long-term cross-border infrastructure projects like Narrow Water Bridge and the Ulster Canal. But its single biggest allocation to date of €40 million will go to a new North-South research programme. Projects between two individual researchers based in the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland could receive up to €100,000 per year for up to 2 years, while larger projects between North-South research teams and institutions could get up to €1 million each year for 4 years. The first round of applications for this programme will open before the end of 2021. The investment will be announced by Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Higher Education Minister Simon Harris later today. The Taoiseach said the programme would be an investment in knowledge and skills, but more importantly, an investment in the future of the island. Laura Hogan, RTE News, Belfast.
Firefighters remain at the scene of a large fire at a commercial premises in County Tyrone. At the height of the fire yesterday afternoon, up to 80 firefighters, 10 fire engines and 4 special appliances attended the blaze at a coffin-making firm in Strabane. The cause of the fire is under investigation, but there were thunderstorms in the area at the time and local people reported seeing a bolt of lightning hit the building shortly before the fire broke out. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Today will be mostly cloudy over the northern half of Ulster with outbreaks of showery rain. A brighter day elsewhere with sunny spells and scattered showers. Heaviest and most frequent this afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures 13 degrees in North Ulster to 19 degrees in Leinster with mostly light southwest breezes.